Hey, Hoftays. Welcome back to another episode of Hoftay Hoftay. It's your co-host, Mintana.
And it's Nitsanit.
Thank you all for tuning in for our final episode of season one. In today's episode, we really want to use this time to reflect on our very first season. I mean, a lot of you have been asking us about our journey in launching the podcast. And so we thought in today's episode, we'd share some of our biggest takeaways and favorite memories to just reflect on the season.
Yeah, that sounds really exciting. I can't believe we're at the end of season one. I feel like time just flew by.
It really did. I feel like it's so funny because in the beginning we were talking about how long it took us to put it out there. And now it's out there and we're like, oh wow, that went by so quick.
Girl, I know. And I think that also it's been really eye-opening and inspiring is we literally it was so nerve-wracking posting this on social media, and then everyone has just been so supportive. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow, our community can really rally.
They really did. It's our community, our friends, our support system, y'all really showed out. I was not expecting the reaction that we got, and it's honestly, it's really heartwarming.
Girl, I know. Girl, you know what my favorite thing has been?
What?
Just seeing people's reaction to what we've talked about on our podcast.
Yeah, what?
I mean, honestly, the food. People had some hot takes and had some really crazy things to say about some of the food options that we talked about.
Okay, so let's actually talk about that. Let's get into that because the biggest thing one of the biggest debates, there were several, but one of the biggest debates was the sour cream versus yogurt on Gats or Genfo. And I feel I'm just going to put it out there, yogurt won the battle. We even put a little poll out there on Instagram and yogurt won the battle. So I feel like there's really nothing to debate anymore. At this point, yogurt is the only option.
I wish we never did that poll because ever since yogurt won, Wintana's just oh yeah, I was right. You were wrong. No one is right or wrong here. Some people like it with sour cream. Some people like it with yogurt. And you know, it's actually so funny. Eden Ziller, our first guest, she texted me and was like, oh, you know, it's actually so funny when you mix yogurt and sour cream. It's actually a really great combo, even better than the two alone.
Interesting. Yeah. You know, to each their own, but at the end of the day, there is a right or wrong, and the right is yogurt and the wrong is sour cream. And we're going to just leave it at that. So
I was actually going to say when you mix the two, it's us two and it's half day, half day. I was actually going to say something sweet, but if you really want to take it there, then
take it there.
Yogurt is trash. It does not taste good with God. And I'm going to just leave it at that.
Anyways, that's not what the people are saying. But aside from that, I would say honestly, that debate was one of my most favorite memories of the podcast because I feel like it really just sparked conversation in our comments, in the stories. Yeah. And even when I would talk to my friends in real life, they would always be like, yeah, girl, yogurt. So anyways, that's one of my favorite things about this first season was that debate. But I think another thing that's been one of my high favorite moments and favorite memories of the season is just all the amazing guests that we have. You just mentioned Eden. Eden was fantastic. She killed it. And I feel like I learned so much. And I just appreciated how not only have I learned a lot from our guests, but our listeners have learned so much. And I just really appreciate, Eden, Banna, Rahel, and Sadon. They've just been so fantastic.
Oh, Tana. That's so true. I agree with you. I feel like we're really living what the brand of Half Day Half Day is. Mm-hmm. We're creating sisterhood, and I feel like we've also grown closer together as friends, and hopefully we can just keep doing that.
Yeah. Wait, I want to know what's your favorite memory.
Obviously, everything you said.
Yeah.
Another one for me would definitely be the conversation around Dulut. It was just the fact that it was brought up on every single episode was just mind blowing. But also, I'm so happy that we got to get an idea of what each guest speaker liked and didn't like. I think Banna saying that it was just amazing that she didn't have to explain herself. I was finally somebody that can understands me. But then when Rahel came out the woodworks, come talk about, oh, when you eat dulut, it's eating the groceries. I was you really are about to say our cultural food is eating, we can call it what it is, eating ass. That's not the same thing.
But it is. I mean, you already know where I stand on that. So I really don't have much to say. But again, I just want to throw out there that when we put that Instagram poll, Gats won over Dulut. We were debating our two favorite foods and the people also sided with me on that one.
So I don't think that was a fair comparison, but that's okay. I think this Dulut commentary has run its course. We'll leave it back in season one and it's going to end like this. You hate it. I love it. I'm gonna make it, I'm gonna eat it. And if you see me doing it, you could look the other way, because if I get any negative commentary or comments on it,
what?
You might find it embedded in some of your food.
Anyways, for y'all who don't know already, we live together, so that will not be tolerated in this house. But anyways.
I'm a surprise when Tana one day be like, girl, I made you some scrambled eggs and some chorizo. Because like chorizo kind of looks like dill when it's chopped up. She'll be like, oh girl. Because you know when Tana loves her Mexican food. So any opportunity to eat that, she'll be like, girl, chorizo on my omelet? I would be like, of course it is. And then it's going to actually be dill.
You can't fool me. But anyways, what else? I feel like I know that's not the only thing that was your favorite thing.
I mean, but it's really obvious that we had like a lot of great moments during this podcast, and just like we've built, made a lot of memories. But on top of that, we also had a lot of big takeaways that we definitely want to share with you all. And for me in particular, I think it was like during this podcast, I like learned a lot about myself and how I think as Habesha women and just maybe people in general, that we have this like natural yearn for like perfectionism. And I feel like me and Wintana like went through it a lot, where we would record an episode or like a part of an episode and then like comment and like nitpick like the little things that we ourselves did wrong. Yeah. But Wintana wouldn't hear it, but I would see it. And like, or when she would like point something she was doing, like I wouldn't notice it. And so I just learned a lot about like being patient with myself, like obviously letting perfectionism be like the foundation of wanting to do great, but not like holding me back. And Wintana always says this, and I feel like people don't hear this enough, but it's, we really need to give ourselves grace. Mm-hmm. And I feel like throughout this podcast, like I've learned to do that. I think we both learned to do that. And it's been just like really wonderful.
Wow. That was so beautifully said. No, but it's true. I think I like that you talked about perfectionism, because that is such a common theme when it comes to, not even, like you said, not just Habesha women, but like women in general, women of color, especially. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think, you know, we constantly have to show ourselves grace. And I love that even as within each episode, like I feel like we've become less and less critical and more confident. And I think you can even tell just from like when you listen to the first episode to today's episode, even we're just more comfortable with each other. But yeah, piggybacking off of that, I feel like, you know, when it comes to biggest takeaways, aside from the perfectionism thing, I think when it comes to starting any sort of business or brand, it just takes a lot of hard work. And I know that, you know, obviously we've heard from Banna and Saron, who are two successful business owners. And, you know, they're not lying, especially when you're doing it with a partner. You know, you have to really communicate a lot and you have to be consistent. And sometimes you have to compromise. You know, you're not always going to agree on everything. Like me and Natsune have had our fair shares of not agreeing on things, but I think through strong communication, we were able to get past it and come to a compromise. And so I feel like that is definitely something I have learned, is just how to work with someone else, how to constantly communicate and just compromise on certain things.
Girl, yes, you really hit all the spots. She's not lying about the compromising part. There have been so many times where you've had creative differences or just like different ideas on certain things. But when Tana's always like, listen, sis, like, I'll meet you here if you can meet me here. Mm-hmm. And now I think about that in like every aspect of my life. Like you said, it's really hard work building it. And I feel like we've put so much time and energy into this podcast that now I'm starting to like think about how can I take this into like my life as well. And the whole like compromising part, Montana, yeah, she really did that. She has to push me to compromise. Because you know, Habesha people are stubborn as hell.
Habesha people are Scorpios. So it's like two in one. It's just like, you can't even imagine what I'm working with. But y'all get the point. It's like, she's Habesha and a Scorpio. Like, yeah.
You know, that's so crazy. Because we were really nice to each other. And then she really had to bring in the horoscopes again.
Anyways, I don't want to get into this whole horoscope conversation again. But I think that, you know, in reflecting about this first season, we also started to think about, well, what do we envision for, you know, our next season? And what are some goals for just Hafte in general? And I think for me, at least, one of my biggest goals for us is to continue to bring on more amazing and inspirational speakers. I mean, I feel like the biggest feedback we got from this season was just how amazing all of our speakers are. And I want to continue to build on bringing such strong, inspirational Habesha people. And so, you know, we really want to tap into our Haftes worldwide. I mean, there's Habeshas everywhere doing big things. And so we really want to make sure that, you know, we're tapping into those different markets and bringing on some amazing guests who are doing it big.
Hapti hapti bada be international, y'all.
Hey, period. But yeah, I feel like too, you know, as our listeners, if you all have anyone in mind that you want to see in the podcast for season two, let us know. DM us, like message us. We are so open to any ideas, especially when it comes to speakers.
Girl, I love that. It's about time. Like we're gonna be having some really great guest speakers from worldwide, like Vitana said. And I think as we continue to expand, like the region, I think we'll also want to expand, I guess, like the different avenues that Hapti will go. So looking at like multiple channels to continue building the sisterhood. One thing is we would love to eventually meet you all in person. And so finding ways to incorporate some more like experiential events and opportunities, I think that'll be really great. And who knows? I mean, maybe Hapti will turn into a brand that, you know, you might see on some merch.
Okay.
You know, I know y'all been wanting it, so we might be dropping it.
Speaking into existence, sis. You got to tease the people a little bit.
Yeah. And I think part of just like exploring multiple avenues, just really finding ways to continue building the sisterhood that we've done. And, you know, when Tana and I always say this to each other, but like she's impacted me so much in my life. And I think just wanting to connect with more sisters and continue doing that is like our goal.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, I always say like Natsuna, your friendship literally has impacted my life in like so many ways. I feel like you almost, meeting you in New York made New York home, honestly. And I feel like, oh my God, I'm getting a little emotional.
It's a piece of spoon in her.
Anyways, no, it's true though. And I think, I hope that for those people who are listening and tuning in, if you, you know, are craving sisterhood, craving a sense of community, that you found that through Hapti, no matter where you are, what part of the world you're in, because that's really the foundation of our friendship. And so I hope that you all have been able to also take something away through that as well.
Winnie, that's so beautiful.
You might be emotional here and there.
And I feel like one way that we really continued to like uplift each other and like force ourselves to level up is by like sharing our personal goals with each other and holding each other accountable. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's a new year, new you, new opportunities. And so when Tana and I have been able to like share some of our goals with each other and kind of put things in motion to help achieve it. Mm-hmm. One of my top goals this year is to really get into the best shape of my life. I feel like for the longest time, I focused on like being a certain weight or like looking a certain way. And I think I want to move away from like the number and more focus on like just feeling strong. And, you know, the older you get, your body changes. And so I just want to be like a very strong and healthy person and just have that foundation so that like, you know, eventually if I have kids or, you know, you just get older with age, I'm very healthy and strong. And I want to start building that foundation now.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. And honestly, let me give you your props right now. So at the year, obviously we're like a couple weeks into the year, Natsune has really been on it. Like she's out here taking these classes, going to the gym. Like you are really holding yourself accountable. And I just had to give you your props because honestly, you really are out here. And I feel like I like that, you know, you set your goals, but you're actually acting on it. And like you said, holding yourself accountable. So I got to give credit where credit is due.
Oh, girl. I was really mouthing to her like, wow, like, why are you saying this? Like, so sweet. I'm terrible at taking compliments.
She's so awkward right now. She's like,
My old manager used to always say, like, every time people gave me compliments, I would like roly-poly into myself. Yeah. And so I'm trying to like, take my flowers.
Yes, accept it.
Thank you, sis.
Of course, of course. No, but thank you for feeling comfortable enough to share your goals. And I feel like on that same topic, I'll share some of my goals as well. Mm-hmm. I feel like for me, it's two things. It's one, I really want to be financially healthy. So I want to continue to invest and save. And I feel like financial literacy is such a huge topic of conversation in our community. Like I think a lot of people, we grow up seeing our parents like live paycheck to paycheck or, you know, they don't really have a lot of financial stability. And I want to make sure that I'm setting myself up for success. I'm setting my future children, my future family, even my current family up for financial success, financial stability. So I just want to continue to invest and save this year. That's one goal. And then my second goal is it's not even just a goal. It's going to happen. And I am traveling back to Eritrea. I am going back home and I'm speaking into existence that it's going to happen. I'm taking the necessary steps to make it happen. But it's been exactly 20 years this year since I first went to Eritrea. I went 2002. And it just, it's just, I can't go two more decades without seeing my family. So I'm on a mission to make it happen this year. And that is one goal that I'm confident that is going to happen regardless.
Yes, we're manifesting that. And that's how they're going to welcome you when you get off the airplane, Esmeralda.
They better. They did all of that for Tiffany Haddish. Like, they got to do that for me. You know?
They will.
Yeah.
Like, you know, have to, like, you putting AirTrain on the map, too.
Thank you.
Oh, those are really beautiful goals. And I know you're going to make them all happen. And the part about, like, just being, like, financially literate, it's so true. Like, our families, like, they immigrated here, and they had, like, immigrant mentality, and they didn't really have generational wealth. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like you want to build that is so amazing and so critical, not only for, like, our immediate Habesha community, but, like, just the Black community in general.
Yeah.
And so that's really great. You know, we have these goals, and we would love to share how we're going to actually, like, action them. And so one thing that, you know, we're working on is vision boarding. And so for those of you who may have never done that before, essentially it's just creating like a visual representation of your dreams and goals. And so it can really help you understand like what you want and how to get there. And honestly, you can get real creative sometimes too, because you're like, you know what, like I know what my goals are and I'm motivated to get there. And it's just really great. And on top of that, like it can help you like share your vision with others, mm-hmm. and just like continue building off of that.
I love that. And I've never created a vision board before. So, you know, I'm excited of the potential of doing that, because I feel like going back to what you said earlier about accountability, like that's a great way to hold yourself accountable. If you, you know, wake up every morning and you see that first thing, it's like, okay, you kind of stay motivated. I don't know if that's what it does for you, but that's how I envision it.
Oh no, I love that. It's like fairy tricks. And you see it right there. You're like, okay, this is what I want to do. Like I see it. I got to make it happen.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. That's such a good idea. Yeah, I'm excited to potentially do that. No, I love that. I think for me, one thing that I started doing actually in 2020 was I started writing my goals down on a Google Doc. So I write them down on a Google Doc. And so I did that for 2021, actually, not 2020. And then this year, when the new year came in, I actually went back to that Google Doc. And I was like, wow, I ended up accomplishing like majority of these goals. I think there was like one or two that I didn't hit, but it was so nice to like reflect and see it written down. And like, I highlighted all the ones that I did. And I was like, this is so exciting. Like I hit most of my goals. And then on that same doc, I wrote out my 2022 goals. And hopefully at the end of 2022, I can go back and highlight the things that I accomplished. And then, you know, just keep that ongoing Google Doc for years to come and look back 5 years from now and be like, wow, those are my goals in 2021, and just kind of see the evolution. So that's how I plan to hold myself accountable.
Wait, that's so beautiful. Yeah. Because then you can look at like how you've grown in like 5 years.
Yeah. And how my goals have changed in 5 years, mm-hmm. you know, like the things that matter to me now might be quite different 5 years from now.
Wow. Yeah. That's really nice. I feel like in the same theme, another thing that we were talking about was, so I recently, in terms of like wanting to get stronger, mm-hmm. it's not something that like happens right away. Like you build up to it. So I got this like jar where I'm going to start documenting all of my like small and big wins this year. So I can just like read and celebrate them at the end of the year. So it's like kind of similar to like you're looking at your 5 year and like mm-hmm. you're seeing how your goals have changed. It's so beautiful. I feel like this opportunity is just like sometimes I get so distracted by like big goals that I forget the power of small wins. Mm. And so for me, being able to write down these like small accomplishments is one way to like feel good every day. But then two, to like at the end of the year, I can be like, wow, like I did so much more than just like these three top big goals that I had set for myself. Mm. Like there were other small wins throughout the years.
I love that. I feel like we don't celebrate ourselves enough. And I think, I mean, I told you this, I'm going to steal that idea from you. I love that.
As you should.
Yeah. Because, you know, going back to what we talked about earlier, especially in our community, we're so constantly self-critical of ourselves that a lot of times we don't ever take a step back and be like, hold on, like I made it through a tough week, or I made it through a tough call at work, or whatever it might be. Like that is a win in itself. So like I said, I'm stealing that idea, and listeners, y'all should steal that idea too.
Mm-hmm. Listen, it's time. And drop in the comments what kind of jar you get, like some of the small wins you've had so far, because we'd love to celebrate it with you.
Yeah.
Wow, this has been such a cute, like, sentimental episode.
I know. Why am I getting emotional?
It's like the best way to close out season one, you know. And with that, we want to just all thank you so much for tuning in this season. We appreciate all the love and support that you've given us. We're going to really continue to pour into you all and continue building on this sisterhood. So just stay tuned for some big things coming season 2. And as always, comment, share, subscribe. Thank you, Half Days.
Bye.